transforming yourself from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. But before I proceed, I would like to define the following terms. Transforming. Transforming, according to the Oxford Dictionary, means to change completely the appearance or character of something or someone, especially so that that thing or person is improved. But I define transforming as when your thinking, your understanding, and your belief system begin to subscribe to the Word of God. I say transforming is when your thinking, your understanding, and your belief system begins to subscribe to the Word of God. And I'm also going to define physical realm. Physical realm is simply the head. That is the things you see around you. And this realm is a temporary realm. While the spiritual realm is heaven. That is how we see ourselves from the Word of God. And this realm is the permanent realm. Realm simply means a region or a domain within which anything occurs. Realm is a region or a domain within which anything occurs. And my topic says, transforming yourself, which means changing yourself from the physical realm that you see now to the spiritual realm that the Bible projects. And my anchor scripture is taken from Genesis 1:27.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Okay. What the scripture says is that God created man in his own image. But what we're pointing out today is that image. What do we understand by image? An image. Okay. An image is a representation of external form of a person. That means an image is something that represents a person or a thing. Can you, everybody hear me? An image is an external representation of a person or a thing. And this Bible scripture says that God made us in his own image. That is, what is expected of us is to live like God and to represent, everything we do must be representative of God. If they say, for example, Sister Fim will say, Sister Jane, come and represent me in the conference. It is her duty to tell me all what I will do and how I will approach that conference room. But what is expected of us now as the children of God is for us on here to give a representation of our Maker. Everything we do, everything we say must be a representation and must be like God. And as we all know, we are all God's, and we are all God's hard work. God made us with his hand, so he expects us to do everything according to his will and his will. That is when they see us, they see Jesus. Everything we do must be in line with the scripture. Until we get this conviction within ourselves that we are God, we will continue to be cheated, oppressed, and live in fear, because we do not know who we are in Christ. Until we get this conviction within ourselves that we are God's image, we'll continue to be oppressed by the devil. We'll continue to suffer that depression, that sickness, that lack, and so on. Until we get this rooted and planted within us, then we can stand up boldly and say that we are spirit. In the physical realm, the only thing we get there is fear, reproach, oppression from Satan, and this realm is a temporary realm. The physical realm that we see is temporary, but the spiritual realm that we see is permanent. So until we transmit ourselves from the physical to the permanent, we'll continue to be cheated by the devil. Many of us choose to remain in this permanent phase of our life because we do not strive to access the spiritual realm. We continue to be cheated because we do not make any approach to move from that temporary state to the physical, to the permanent state, which is the spiritual realm. I will give an illustration of the physical realm.
Before now, I was not restricted. Then I was in Benin, struggling and hustling to make ends meet and looking for a job. But then when I came to Lagos, I had an interview with DSP, GlaxoSmithKline. But then I went ordinarily with my ordinary self, without the backing of the Holy Spirit, without any scriptural backing. I just went there by myself. But on getting there, even while I was going on the bus, I was reading. I brought out my phone, I was writing about the company and all that. But at the end of the day, I didn't get the job. Why? Because I went with my physical self. I didn't go with the spiritual backing and the word of God that I know now. So now, I'll be telling you how to transform yourself from the physical to the spiritual realm. I'll be giving you keys on how you can transform yourself from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. And number one is the word of God. Romans 12 verse 2.
Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay. What well, the scripture says that by hearing the word of God, our mind is being renewed. And the word of God renews our mind. It is our daily study of the word of God that will translate us from this physical realm, which is the temporal realm, to the permanent realm, which is the spiritual realm. So until we sit daily with the word of God, we cannot get this conviction within ourselves that we can actually go to the permanent realm, which is the spiritual realm. And another point I'm going to be giving is your association. The company you keep determines what comes out of your life. It is said that the people you move around with will either make you or break you. To the glory of God, I have been blessed with so much nice people around me. Before I came here, I know how long I've been told to come and do this. But because of my shyness and all that, I said, no, I'll not be able to come out here to speak. But then the people around me pushed me and gave me the courage to say, go forth and you can do it. Sister J, you are this. Sister J, you can do this. There is nothing can happen. So I got that conviction within myself that I can actually do anything. If only I see myself as a God. Because God has not given me the spirit of yet beside mine. And also, friendship is not by force.
You within yourself.
If you choose a person as a friend, the impact that person makes in your life is very important. If what the person gives to you is what breaks you down, you will continue to be on the physical realm, which is that temporary state. That physical realm is that realm where we see nothing good, where we see everything as oppression, complaint, and all that. But this physical realm is that realm that is permanent, and is the realm where everything is at peace, where we see everything according to
the scripture.
So your association will either make you or break you. The friends you keep will either build you up or destroy you. So what I'm saying this evening is that for you to translate yourself from that physical realm that you had to that temporary realm that heaven has ordained for you, your association really matters a lot. Because it is said that if you move around with a smoker, even if yourself you are not a smoker, but because you are sitting close to that person that smokes, the smoke definitely will reflect or will smell in your body. So that is why we need to be very, very careful of the people we move around with. And my second point is,
you continue to be in His presence.
Always be in the presence of God. The presence of God does not necessarily mean staying in church. Does not really necessarily mean come to church from Monday to Friday. The presence of God is what you do with your time, what you do in your secret place, what you do when you are alone. We young ones, we have phones with us, but many of us, if you go to our phones, there is no one godly message on the phone. So to be in God's presence, you must envelope yourself with good messages, gospel music, and all that. So the presence of God really matters a lot. And I'm going to be looking at Hebrews 10:25.
Hebrews 10:25.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching.
Okay. What is Peter saying? Do not forsake the assembly of one another. That means, do not take your coming here this evening for granted. I might be standing here, we are staring at me, but I'm not the one speaking. It's actually the Spirit speaking through. Out of all what I'm saying today, there must be something that will make sense to you. So do not forsake this gathering, the fellowship of one another. And it is not said that it is better to be formed in His presence than to go around being deformed. It is better to come to God's presence and be formed, be molded, than to move in the world that is double hardly deformed. Because in God's presence, that is where kings and queens are made. And I'm also going to say another point. Stay in love with God. When you are a lover of God, you become a living wonder. And automatically, you will be transformed to the supernatural realm. Romans 8, 28.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says,
Romans 8:28.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
See, all things work together for those that love God. And my point is, stay in love with God. So until you stay in love with God, you will continue to be cheated, abused, and depressed by Satan. So for you to move from that temporary state, which is the physical, you need to be in love with God and with one another. So that's what I have to say today. But I also want to tell you that before you can access that spiritual realm, you need to be rebated. That is, you need to rebuild yourself with the Word of God. You need to rebuild yourself with the association. You need to restructure yourself before you can move to that permanent realm. But many of us will decide to settle on this spiritual, on this temporary realm because we feel we are comfortable with it. But the you that you see now is not really the you that God has for you. It's not really the you that God has ordained you to be. The you that you have now is temporary. What God has for you is in that permanent realm, which is the spiritual realm. And until we make, or to get that conviction within ourselves that no, we are not going to remain in this temporary state, we'll continue to stay there. Until you make that decision within yourself that, today I'll be telling you to move. And how do you move? By sowing yourself, dying to yourself. Dying to the things that pleases you. Like our Father in the Lord, He comes out boldly to say, I can never be sick. There is no how sickness can come to me. Why? Because He has gotten that conviction within Himself that there is no how sickness can ever come to Him. And today He's living the life of a sickness-free life. So you yourself, what conviction do you have within yourself that you can boldly come out here and say, I can never be sick? What conviction do you have? You have the scriptural backing to tackle the devil when the devil comes running at your face and say, okay, she be saying you can never be sick, well, yeah, that's then me and you. What scripture do you have to defeat the devil when the devil comes? No scripture. That's why we still remain in that physical realm and it's a temporary realm. But we ourselves will make it our permanent realm because we do not want to move and we do not want to kill ourselves to the things that pleases us for us to get to that spiritual realm. Okay, last Monday, it is said that a bad head man cannot teach you how to cope and also experience the best teacher. So I want to say something, and I'm using myself as a case study. Last week, I had an interview. I was seated there when they said the best place. It was on a Thursday. So I went for the interview. On getting there, on my way going, I heard this voice that said, I'll go before thee and make the crooked way straight. Me, I wanted to start reading like I used to do before when I was in the physical realm. But now I'm a spirit, I've moved to the spiritual realm. So I wanted to start reading, I'm coming. But then when that conviction came that I would go before them to make the crooked way straight, I just dropped my phone and I started listening to music. So when I got to the place at Badagry, I saw a crowd of people, about 20 persons. I was like, this year I wanted to come again. Then we can see this crowd, why you want to be with me? I was like, I'll go before them to make the crooked way straight. So I went to the office. I'm guessing the interview is to hold by 9 p.m. But when we got there, we were all seated. And I sat in between a girl and a boy. Just where I was sitting, we were waiting for the interviewers. As I was sitting there, when the cleaner, that is the cleaner that cleaned the place, she came inside and she was like, good morning, but nobody responded. So she was like, no good na they drink. The girl that was sitting close to me, she asked me, you know nothing that hot seat with me? How you want me to pay answer you? Me, I then told her, I told my sister, which hot seat? Now, like this, now we don't know whether they will take us, and I told her, that if you know you are in Christ, whether or not they take you, your joy still remains. Whether or not you are fit, they will still take you. Because it is not you that is doing the interview, it is our Father that goes before you to make the crooked way straight. She was like, why are you so confident that they will take you? I said, no, because I'll die. It's either they take me or they don't take me, but I will not kill myself about it. Because I know who I am in Christ. Whether or not I get that one, the better one will come. So she was reading, so she now kept her book. Not only that, the guy that was also sitting close to me was also listening to what I was saying. And then that one heard that one too. He kept his book. So they interviewed the first guy. I think I'm number 4. They interviewed the first guy. That one went there with a very big suit. He was explaining, even stood up, me between myself, I said, we don't play this guy like this. No sense to explain, with all gingerness. No. People, they are not in the head. Interviewers, they are not in the head. I was like, hey, this will not take the job. And I'm saying, don't report. But he went, they called the second person. That was he went there to do his own. They called the person. So, like, so. On that call, they sent the first message. They said, come with the photocopies of your credentials. But me, because of injury, I left injury by 5. There's no cafe has opened by that time. So I just went by myself with just my original copy. But because I still have that conviction in myself that it's not because of what I'm going there with or not what I'm going to portray to them that will give me the job. It's just the God that I have that will give me the job. So I went there, it was my son. The lady said, where is your photocopy? I started explaining. I said, ma, when I'm coming for it, very far. And the show does not open. He said, right now, ask you. Tell us, I said, sorry, ma. Because me, I was so settled. It's either a yes or a no. Not something you kill yourself about. So she said, okay, they started asking questions. They asked so many questions. But I was still relaxed. Like, I still have this conviction with me that what is mine will never pass me by. And God has gone before me to make everything straight. So I just answered all the questions and I left. Why I was leaving? Within myself, because I didn't come with the necessary requirements. I was thinking, I will not get the job. So I just feel up after. I just carried my straight way clothes. Interview that I was supposed to put on suit, wear suit, me, I carry straight jacket. I wore straight jacket to an interview. So when I was going with straight jacket, the lady called me and said, Miss Jennifer, I turned to her, she said, please, can you go downstairs and make your photocopies and bring for us? Me, I didn't see anything reasonable. There is the guy that was there that went with his own power, his physical self that was explaining, vibrating. They didn't call down on back. So it was me that just went there without thinking that what would be because I have to back it up. Holy Spirit. So she called me back to make my photocopy. So I went downstairs to make the photocopy. And after the photocopy, I came up back to give them the photocopy. Then they said they would get back to me. On a Thursday, the Thursday of camp, that is the last day of camp, same on that spot, they sent the text message that I should come again for an after interview chat. So I told Brother Wee, I said, which one is after interview chat again? Oh, no, now I'm going to the phone, but I'll know for I don't have transport to waste. So he was like, yeah, this is the point where they'll talk about salaries and all that. So I said, okay. On that Friday morning, I went to Badagry. On getting there, I was just the only person there. I was like, only maybe. I saw that same cleaner. I have to say, is this the place they do interviews? She said, yes. I said, are you sure? She said, yes, because I was the only one there, no other person. Then I saw that my friend, that girl I was talking about, leaving everything in the hands of God, she came. And the other guy that was sitting close to me, he also came. So I was like, just three of them. The queen had said, maybe now I'm feeling, I don't take. I said, okay. Me, I was expecting to see that Mr. Man with you that was vibrating by himself in his physical self. I was expecting to see him there as people, the number one person to be there. But I didn't see him there. The people that I least expected to be there are the ones I saw. So they called, when the interviewers came again, they called three of us to sit on the event. So we sat there and we started talking about salary and all that, I said, okay. And we have to resume on Monday for training. So what I'm saying now is, if you do anything by your physical self, you will fail. Except you go with leading of the Holy Spirit, or you go with the spiritual, and then you will succeed. See me now, before, I told you before that I was in my physical self, I went for GSK. Imagine GSK, multinational company. If I have gone with this present state I am now, which is the spiritual state I am now, I believe by now I'll be a big woman. I'll be riding cars and all that. I'll be riding cars and all that. But then, because I have nothing with me, I have no conviction in my spirit, so I have. I was just living ordinarily by myself. I went there all by myself and I failed. But look at this one now that I went to the backing of the Holy Spirit. I got the job and they were even begging me. Please, don't forget me now. I said, no, this place is too far. I cannot stay here. The lady said, I beg, Mrs. Jennifer, please look for where you stay around. And we know you will need a month to get your accommodation. Because me, I'm a person of the spirit. And straight away, I taught me to always program things from the spirit. I said, no, I cannot settle for this. This is too small to what I'm expecting. And to what the now permanent trend, which is the spiritual realm. So I decided not to take the job. And I believe the better one is coming. So what I'm saying now is that always program things from the realm of the spirit. Do not do anything by yourself. There was a time we wrote something. It says, what you think of yourself is what yourself is. If you think yourself a failure, yourself is. If you think yourself a poor man, yourself is. If you think yourself a nobody, yourself is. If you think yourself a non-entity, yourself is. So what I'm saying now, what you think about yourself right now, say, sit down. Talk to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, neighbor, what do you think about yourself? And ask that, please respond.
What do you think about yourself? What do you think about yourself?
Mr. May, what do you think about yourself? What do you think about yourself? Yeah, peculiar child. So what you should think about yourself is what the Bible thinks about us. But many of us actually do not know what the Bible thinks about us. We always want to remain in this, our temporary state, which is the physical state. This physical state, at times things may appear good, like everything will be going smoothly, but it's just for a temporary moment. You understand? It's just for a temporary moment. But if we decide to move ourselves to this, spiritual realm, that is the permanent realm where everything in Christ is permanent and remains unshakable. So my hush to you this evening is that do not settle in that state that you have right now. Strive to move to the spiritual realm, which is the permanent realm. And until we get convicted, until we get soaked, until we shoot the word and serve the word of God within us, we will not get to this spiritual realm. If we do not change our association, if we do not change the word that comes into our head, we will never get to this permanent realm, which is the spiritual realm. And this spiritual realm is the realm where all the good things of life can be found, which is the realm of God. Do you guys understand me?
Yes.
This is the realm where everything can be found. And until you yourself make a decision, take a decision within yourself that I am moving, you continue to be in this state. You will feel that the state that you are now is the permanent state, but it is not. What you are seeing now, there's right over by red. Like the car or a jeep or something. The car you think you have as the other one is a car that somebody used to go to the farm. Why you think you've arrived? Oh, magic. Okay, that's all magic. They use their own magic to farm cassava. Well, another person is snapping pictures that I have an Oma and Oma. So your prayer point actually is not, it's somebody else's. Somebody else's past life. Where you are praying to get is where someone has passed and praying for
a higher
realm. So what I'm saying today is please pray to go to that realm that God has ordained for you. Do not take your present situation as, do not take your temporary state as just permanent state. The permanent state as we know is the Christ. So until we find Jesus, we continue to be cheated, abused and oppressed by the devil. So today, everybody looking at me, take that decision within yourself that you are moving to your permanent place. And where is this permanent train? Right. So until you take that decision, you will continue to us now. We see we are in our, you know, in the physical world. If you own a car, own a house, get married, everything, that means you have gotten to your permanent train. Which is not so. That is not the permanent realm. The permanent realm is in Christ. The permanent realm is in Jesus. So until you find Jesus, you cannot get to your permanent realm.